Hey everybody, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 58, which we taped on October 28th, 2012, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's actually our first Sunday show that we've ever taped here. It's actually kind of a fun hangover recovery show, because the night before we had gone out to celebrate Adam and producer Katie's birthdays, since they are the 26th and 27th, respectively. And so, in studio, we had Adam, myself, Amber Hendricks, and Spencer Knapp on mics, and then producer Katie and Emily Dice hanging out in the back as our peanut gallery, which you'll hear about in a second. Really great time, great conversation, and it was just one of those laid-back Sunday relaxing things. It was fun. And make sure to check out our website, because we get kind of hung up on something in the latter half of the show, and we took a lot of adorable pictures, so check that out. So speaking of our website, you can find us online at bufferingpodcast.com. You'll find photos of our guests. You can also find an archive of all of our episodes, including bonus tracks like mic checks and games we play after the show, conversations as well. And Adam and I are starting to write articles, so check those out. On top of that, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names, or by searching for Buffering, you know, as it works that way too. And then you can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter at Buffer Podcast and on Facebook by going to facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Follow us on those. You'll get updates about when stuff is released, including bonus tracks, a couple pictures, and, you know, if you have a suggestion for a round of Movie Bluff or Build a Title or anything like that, suggestions, stories that you want to share with us, let us know. We will listen. We love our fans and love getting suggestions from you. Feedback's fun. So, without further ado, here's episode 58. Enjoy.
All right, Peanut Gallery.
Yeah.
Take your nap now. It's nap time. Nap time, kitties.
And if you nap and you like it, then you can have more Reese's.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But if you don't like your nap,
then you can still you can still have more Reese's.
Yeah. Then just have more Reese's.
You don't have a good nap, you have to keep napping. Napping.
Napping.
Naff.
I nap all the time.
Are you napping right now?
Yes.
That's amazing. He's
one would say I'm the Napster.
Por qué? Okay, well, seems like a good place to start.
Yeah, we should probably start right about now. So, Spencer, thank you for coming in for the first time in studio, and Amber, thank you for joining us for the first time.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Woo-hoo. I mean, because we did the Tumrup tie thing before. Was it Tumrup?
It was Tumrup tie.
I think it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, that was so much more ambiance than we wanted, so it's good to get an in-studio one where all we have to put up with is the radiator.
And the peanut gallery occasionally.
Yes.
I don't want to be the peanut gallery.
All right.
Well, okay, it'll be peanuts. You can dress up like Lucy.
Ooh.
There you go.
All right.
That's enough.
So thank you. So realistically, Spencer, despite the fact that you've been on the show, we didn't really talk about what you've been watching in terms of streaming. So what services do you use?
Streaming services.
Like Netflix, Hulu, Pandora, Spotify, other things.
So for movies, and TV shows, I do use Netflix and Hulu Plus, and I love them. And then for music, I use actually Pandora and Spotify, and occasionally SoundCloud.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you just go everywhere. Have you ever looked at Amazon Prime?
I have not, no.
Because there's another one for you if you're...
That sounds like
you're willing to look at stuff.
So many.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon Prime doesn't have a lot more than Netflix, but they do have a lot more TV, a lot of classic TV.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I've seen that they're nicer. But
oh, okay, okay, cool.
But I mean, what are you watching on all of those?
Right now on Netflix, I am making my way through Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I'm to season 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't really logged into Hulu for a while, actually, because I've just been busy and not really watching all that much television.
Mm-hmm.
For music, I used to use Pandora a lot, and I've really I got a Pandora One account.
Right.
It was definitely worth it.
It definitely is.
But I've really moved away from Pandora and started using Spotify more because I can select what music I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And go artist specific, and yeah. And I use it actually every day at work.
Yeah, which I've seen a lot of your feed since I've gotten into it too.
Which I'm sure looks really weird because one day I'll be listening to like Chopin, and then the next day it's like Spencer's listening to Gangnam Style.
No, I have been listening to for some reason the Lorax soundtrack constantly. So
oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to check that out.
It's
hard to get those songs out of your
exactly,
head.
That's what it is. It's one of those things where if you don't listen to it, it's just going to keep looping in your head, yeah. And you are done. And so it's just dear. All over the place.
That sounds dangerous.
But I am trying to use Spotify more because I'm one of those people where I'll hear like a track and I will just go buy the CD and then I'm $10 poorer and I have too many songs that I just don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, you know, get a feel for a lot of CDs by just listening to them on Spotify first, if they're available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amber, what about you? What do you like? What do you use?
Well, I guess for streaming, I don't use that many different outlets for that. But I mostly just use Hulu to catch up on shows that I don't watch on TV, like while if I'm just working on a painting or something and I want to listen to a show in the background. But because the rest of the day I'm at work or I don't watch that much TV, but it's nice to like, because you know, I work an afternoon/evening shift at work.
Okay.
So like I miss a lot of the prime time stuff. So then I'll like in the morning I'll watch like The New Normal or something, you know, on Hulu. Which is nice. But I just, like, I don't have the Hulu Plus or anything because I'm always usually right there when the new shows pop up, so I don't have to worry about, you know, backtracking or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's about it. Like, I haven't tried Spotify yet, and we do use Pandora at work, which I've actually been having fun, like, playing with that, you know, after we close and I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's all, you know... Mostly, I just rely on stuff that I already have, so I haven't really branched out that much yet.
So it's along the lines of, if I have this CD, I'm just going to listen to this CD.
Right.
I don't need to go somewhere else for it.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
So Magpie uses Pandora for their music during the day?
Yep, we have an iPod that hooks up to the speaker system, and it'll be like Michael Blue Blay radio or Frank Sinatra radio or whatever, just whatever we're in the mood for that day.
Ah, but, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who I had a conversation with about... I had a conversation with somebody about Pandora. I think it was Julia when she was on, where we were talking about for some Pandora stations at this point, once you get into a groove with it, you basically know what the playlist is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Disney only has so many different
right.
things will come up.
Right.
And it's always the same few songs. Like there's always Be a Man... from Mulan, they'll throw a couple Broadway versions of songs in, but it's just that kind of same group and then like dipping into creepy sounding kids music.
It's like that in the electronic section of Pandora too.
Yeah.
There's a very limited selection.
Mm-hmm.
And so then if you want something like a down tempo, pretty much you're guaranteed telepop music. That's it.
Hmm.
Just over and over and over. Different versions of their songs.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. I've never really... I haven't hit too many streams where it's I know exactly everything that's going to play because mm-hmm. it's always... I use Pandora more for discovery
mm-hmm.
than Spotify. But, I mean, once you go to Pandora for something, or at least when you're trying to build that set list of, okay, I definitely want to listen to this, I want to listen to this, then that's where that habit comes in, and especially for something as specific as Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, I will say that I've got a friend that built a station on Pandora, and it took a lot of work of adding in the different artists that mm-hmm. you like and don't like. Mm. I think they spent, you know, upwards of 4 or 5 hours doing that. Mm-hmm. And the station's amazing because you never know what's going on next. Mm. And they called it Sweet Sweetness.
One thing that I am proud to have experienced is Wheels, my dad, has an REM station that doesn't play REM. Like, he's listened to so much of it, and he's like, approve this, deny this, that it's like a great... It's like what we were hearing at Keegan's last night,
mm-hmm.
where it's just kind of this nice mix of late 90s, early 2000 alt-rock, but it never actually gets to REM, which is the weirdest thing.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I like REM. It's just an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bit odd, because I'll start like a block party station, and the first song will be either block party or a remix of a block party song, but it hasn't gone through like too big of a treatment. But so they establish it, and then they branch out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Though I miss the pop-up that came up when Pandora was a lot younger, where it's like, why didn't you play this song? And it actually like it's like. They'd BS their way through a little paragraph of, well, we probably just don't own the song, but we were looking for the same tonality and harmony. It's like, I think this song really doesn't have any of those elements. I mean, thank you, but
Yeah.
Well, then switching to video, Emily and I forced you to watch the first 3 episodes of Doctor Who. And Spencer, I know that you said that it'll take a little bit more to get invested. So what... Is there something defined in your mind that dictates, like, yes, this, by having this element, this characteristic, a show hooks me right away?
You know, I have to say not really. And I because there are so many different shows that I've watched that I didn't think I would like at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I find that I'm just obsessed with it. Like Mad Men, for example. When I started watching Mad Men, it was very uninteresting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally, it's a show about nothing. I mean, when you really think about it, especially the early seasons. And I said to myself, you know, I will give it a full season and I will watch the entire season. And then by the end of it, I was totally hooked. And it's because I think for me, it's as you come to know the characters and know the backstory and the plot lines, and then you grow with them. It's really hard for me to disconnect then.
Yeah.
Definitely. And as we've kind of talked about before with Mad Men in particular, it's like you get through episode 6, I think it is, that some people have said that once you get past that one,
it's the gateway.
You're a Mad Men fan.
Interesting.
You've gone past the point of no return.
I made it to 2. And then it was just, my attention span is like the same speed as it was when I was growing up. So the fact that I can just binge on Nickelodeon stuff or current cartoons, it's just like, I need something where I realized this recently in a lot of the TV shows that I watch, there is rarely silence of any form. Like there's always constant dialogue. I've been listening to a lot of conversations that have gone on in these TV shows. And usually, like, you'd expect a pause for some moments that occur, and it's just like, nope, they keep going.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's just like, yep, this is holding out of my attention span because nothing stops. Huh. It's the weirdest thing.
That's interesting. It's
weird to notice, at least.
Yeah.
But Amber, what about you? What does it take to get you to actually go and watch something on Hulu?
Well...
Where's the drive?
I mean...
Will you turn into your mic a little bit, more, please? Thank you.
I'm sorry, Adam. Here I am.
There you go. Thank you.
I think just for me, it's something that, because it's more of a kind of a background thing for me, I never sit down and just stare at my screen and watch a show. It's always like during a multitasking thing. So it's got to be something kind of light that I don't need to focus my full attention on it to understand it and just keep me entertained. So it's usually... comedies or like something like America's Next Top Model, where it's just kind of like you know, you can just kind of peek over whenever, and they're always doing the same thing. I don't have to worry about trying to keep track of what's going on.
Right.
But
are they sewing? Yep, they're still sewing. Oh, they're taking pictures. Yes. Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, something that'll make me laugh, but also, like, I do enjoy those sort of design shows because they kind of help keep me going in a way, too, because I'm like, oh, yeah, look how hard they're working. I got to keep working on my stuff, too. You know. But, yeah. I'm not too keen on the dramas, I guess, because it's, I don't know, hard to keep up with them, I think.
Yeah, there are certain shows that work better for listening to in the background. Like one for me that I can definitely multitask to is Star Trek: The Next Generation, because you know, so much of it is spoken, and after watching 5 seasons of it, kind of know what it looks like. Mm-hmm. The Enterprise doesn't change that much, and
unless they're in the holodeck.
Yes, unless they are in the holodeck. But one that you definitely. But then, of course, there are other shows that you could not possibly multitask with, like Sherlock, for example. That's one that I'm really anxious for the next season of. But for that one, I mean, there's so much going on visually, like things that Sherlock is observing on people and around crime scenes and stuff like that, that it is necessary to watch.
Now, does that show have the clue call out that they had in Psych? Which is
not
like
to the same extent.
Zoom in.
Not quite like that. There are times when it does that where it'll kind of be like, oh, this is what Sherlock is noticing, and it'll go to random things, but it won't make sense. It won't make any sense whatsoever.
Shoelace hamburger violin case. I knew it was the constable.
Pretty much. It'd be something like, oh, you've got crumbs on your jacket in such and such a place. You must be left-handed, and you had cinnamon rolls for breakfast or something like that. And
I think you've eaten soup recently.
Yeah. And you're allergic to mustard. You know, just. But it's also well done. And once he does explain it, it's like, wow, that actually makes sense. Mm. Holy crap.
I see that you have that limp from when you were stepped on by an elephant during the Great War.
Yeah.
Actually, I just stubbed my toe.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun like that, for sure. I suppose Psych for like the detective genre in general would not be one that you could multitask very well with.
No, I mean, unless you've seen the show numbers of times, like over and 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 over, to the point where you can basically play it in your head, but you just need the soundtrack.
Right.
I can definitely multitask to the Law and Order series. Because you know exactly what's going to happen in every episode.
It's true.
They're bad guys. They catch the bad guys. Sometimes other things happen, but that's generally the plot.
Or kind of like House.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to come in. It's not going to be anything.
It's not going to be Lupus either.
And then it's really bad.
And then it's really bad, and then the first thing goes wrong, and then somebody has a revelation about themselves. And they see it through their patient and then fix it.
And then they re-diagnose, and then they live.
Yep. And House is still crotchety.
And there was one time when it really was lupus.
Yes.
But just one.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Damn it, lupus. I don't know. It's there are some shows I've found that either they have rewatchability, like there's rewatchability, and then there's nostalgic rewatchability. Like there are shows where you can just run them over and over and over again. You never have to stop. But then, like going back to a lot of these Nickelodeon shows, like I'll watch it again, but it's not like I need to watch it again and again and again and again. There's less value to just like, okay, well, I relived that memory or that moment, but I'm going to go watch something else now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a show that you should all watch if you haven't, which is available on Netflix, is The Chicago Code.
What is, I've really? Never heard of that one.
The Chicago Code was a one series, and then they canceled it.
Ah.
And it was about an offbeat cop with, you know, weird off-the-record style antics going after organized crime in Chicago.
Huh.
And organized crime tied to the government, or tied to the city government.
Set in what time?
Modern? Present day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Sounds neat. Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really good, but the general populace did not.
Well, I mean, it's another crime show, and either you fit into the niche or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Which, I really can't watch too many crime shows. Like, I can watch NCIS from time to time, but outside of that, it's just, I need happy things. It gets kind of bleak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does. Ugh. It does get pretty bleak.
Can't escape it. What can you do?
That's true. Yeah.
I like science fiction shows. And I like it when they can be tied to today, or, you know, made relevant. I think that's a lot of fun.
Most definitely. Hence, you should watch more Doctor Who.
hence, I shall be watching more Doctor Who.
Good. So they did hook you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm definitely okay. I'm going to continue watching it.
Oh, are you?
Good.
Yes.
Have you gotten into Doctor Who?
Well,
did you guys watch all together?
Yeah. I was with Spencer today when we were watching it.
That was the morning.
That was my first exposure as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we did the first three Christopher Eccleston episodes.
Sure. Starting them where I started. Cool.
At the beginning of the reboot.
With the mannequins and the
end
of the world. Did you guys watch the...
Yeah, it was up to Charles Dickens.
I still don't understand why we made mannequins with guns.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe they're plastic bullets. Because it was that whole plastic being thing.
Mm.
So, I mean, actually making combustible plastic worries me more. Mm-hmm. The fact that it was something that could fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and then I'm just thinking about when we made these mannequins, why did we include bullet and gun looking apparatuses in their hands?
True.
Or did they make those? Or did the person that made the mannequins get really bored?
Man, this is boring. I'm going to give them weapons.
It'll be my little secret.
At night, just goes down with remote control and has them fight each other. No, you must die, Simon.
I have this great mental image of a kooky-looking scientist-type guy with the crazy hair and the huge goggles just down there going, woo-ha-ha. Fight my mannequins, yes!
I would prefer to think it's the scientist from Archer.
Oh, yeah, Krieger.
Krieger.
That'd be about right. Yep.
See, the first time I watched that episode, I was confused at why the plastic form being was also a fashion designer, because they'd have to, like, infiltrate with all of these homemade mannequins, so that means they'd have to supply the clothing as well. It's like, good on ya. Until I was like, oh, wait, he just controls plastic. I'm stupid. But, I mean, if that scientist was making the guns in there already, those things were doomed.
Mm. Pretty much. And what that means is we're all doomed. When the plastic controlling...
Well, if you have a gun in your hand, I mean, you know, their road rage compared to our road rage, they'd get a little bit more done.
That's true.
Thin out the numbers. Thin out the herd, I guess.
Let's see.
But I think we might want to switch into build a title in a second and a half here.
Sure.
So before we do...
In the meantime, you can hear... Well, I shall remind you all that you can hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of mellow today.
We're a Sunday taping.
Sunday taping and...
Post-birthday.
Yep.
Recovery day taping.
Indeed. We had our evening of festivities yesterday.
Oh, yes.
So.
Raucousness.
It was. It was great. I was saying earlier about how much fun it was being a king yesterday with my glow stick sword Thank you, Dan.
You need Emily took a fantastic photo of you. I need to pull that up. And this, cool. I mean, since it's a view, I'm definitely going to put it on the website.
When we were at the 331 Club and I had to go to the bathroom and the bathrooms were at the back of the bar, it was really fun making my way through the crowd because I just held my glow stick sword out in front of me and I just said, "Make way!" Oh my gosh.
It's perfect. Like somebody else took a flash, like used a flash just at the right time and Emily got the shot.
That was me.
Because that was her version of it. So it timed out perfectly.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
So I'll definitely make sure to remember to put this online.
I look a little bit...
kingly.
Tipsy.
You look kingly.
But that's good.
You're just contemplating like that which you needed to rule next.
Yes.
Like another drink.
We conquered we conquered many clubs.
Yes.
We did.
And then set them free because we're nice people.
I'm a good and just king. Yeah. And Katie
yes, I'm your king for a while. Thank you. I'm going to go now.
But I may be back.
I'll be over here. If you need a king.
Oh. And queen.
Yes.
Because Katie was an excellent queen.
Yes.
She was just.
She was just and fair. And we were talking about our royal decrees today, too. About what they were. Royal decree number one was...
clap for the music.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was clap for the live music, and there was the king and queen are immune to ketchup. We cannot be stained with ketchup.
I remember that. There was... even the fancy ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
See, we were at the other table commenting on the fancy ketchup.
Yeah.
So it was weird that lined up.
We were talking about... how the ketchup is made.
That makes it fancy.
Yes. But what was the other royal decree? Royal decree was everyone will be safe tonight.
That's a reasonable request, I imagine.
That is pretty reasonable.
Indeed.
Picture.
We are just...
I had to remember.
Just rulers. So yeah, let's jump into build a title and...
Oh, lordy.
Where do we want to start?
How about not with Gone with the Wind and the Willows?
Yeah, we've already seen that one play
Willows
out.
Was tough.
Yeah. Something... Okay. Okay, no, I got one. I was debating to see whether or not it would work. Based on the fact that Wednesday is Halloween, or... based on when everyone's listening to this, Wednesday was Halloween. We should start with The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I love that film.
Ooh.
So that means it'd be something that ends in night or nightmare, or something that begins with Christmas. And Amber, it goes to you first.
Oh my God.
I know, pressure's on. You have to think of something that starts with Christmas.
I know, I'm sure there's 100 movies that start with Christmas, and I'm not going to be able to think of one.
Ooh. Got one.
Christmas.
Because that's what I was doing. Is like, is it complicated? But
or you can do Miss.
You could do Miss.
Is there like a Christmas Carol? Or no?
Well, for this one, we're not really competing against people, so I'd say I'd validate that with a yes.
I would too.
Oh, so you guys could be like, sure, you can say that and be like, no, that's not actually.
No, it's when we play Movie Bluff, it's more competitive. This is the laid back.
This is more fun.
Supportive structure game.
Okay. Yeah.
This is let's see how far we can go.
All right, I'll go with that.
Is one of you keeping track though?
Oh, I can remember these things.
Okay. Yeah.
So
and we'll also make a point of repeating the whole sentence.
Answer in full.
We're just leaving out the.
You can say it anyway.
Okay. The Nightmare Before Christmas Carol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go.
So now, Spencer, it's to you. Something that ends in night or nightmare, or something that begins with Carol?
Ends in night or nightmare, or begins with Carol.
I
think of one.
Yeah, that's how it always works. As soon as the pressure is off, then it's just like, oh, well, I could have done this and this.
Yeah.
Trying to think of one that we can use for the night.
Got it.
See, this is how it always happens. I'm sitting here going, what should I do? And Adam always goes, yep, got one. Oh,
that was me last time. It's just like, got this.
That was.
Well, you prompted me. You're like, got to think of something for night. And then my brain was like, all right, let's think of something for night. Oh.
Challenge accepted. Okay.
Done.
See, my problem is every time we play a game like this, I will always get some kind of scary movie in my mind that has nothing to do with the name. And then I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, well, that's not going to work. So for right now, Jeepers Creepers is stuck in my head, and I'm like, get out of my head, Jeepers Creepers.
True.
You will be useless.
Spencer, think of a movie that ends in the name in the word night.
I keep thinking of songs.
Or think of a movie that starts with Carol or Roll. Or Ole, I suppose.
Carol, Ole.
It'd be Ole.
Carol and Kumar go to
again. Carol and Kumar. Can I pass?
You would be out for this round.
Yes, you would be bowing out.
Don't do it, Spencer.
Well,
I mean, do it. I mean, wait. Don't do it.
Could I use Nightmare on Elm Street?
That would be...
Nope, that's beginning in night.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I'm drawing a blank here.
Well, you can join in on the next round, then.
Did you think about TV shows?
No. But I don't want to hold up the game, so I'll join in next round.
Adam, I believe you have something.
I do. The Dark Nightmare Before Christmas, Carol.
Yeah, that's what I had, too.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay, so Dark or Carol. And I keep thinking Carol Channing, but that doesn't help.
Ooh. I have a technical question.
I will field it to stall time.
Carol is a name.
Good for it. Yes?
That is all.
Was that a question?
It was rhetorical.
It was?
What? Yeah. No, it was a simile, I swear.
The answer is in you.
Oh, man.
So... Dar.
Daily afternoon randomness?
Could be. I also keep thinking of Daria, and that's not right.
The Daria Knight. It could just be saying it with a really fanciful accent. The Daria Knight. Never mind. That's not an accent at all. That's just silly.
I feel stupid because I might have to bow out too because I can't think of anything. That doesn't help. Shush. Yeah, I'm going to bow out too. I just can't think of anything right now.
Wow. I don't know if I'll be able to either.
And even with the pressure off, it's just...
Yeah, yeah.
It's still bugging me.
I've got one.
Oh, no.
I've had one for a while.
Kept thinking of Darkwing Duck. Doesn't work.
I think I might have to pass, too.
Yeah, I want to know what yours is.
Oh, okay. The Dark Nightmare Before Christmas Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, you took that route. Okay.
Yeah. And then you could build off of show with...
I'm Afraid of the Dark.
Showgirls.
I never watched Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh. Huh.
I never watched it.
I never watched
That's
it
a
either.
Good one.
That is a
Though
really
I guess
one.
Ryan Gosling was in...
Really?
An episode?
Oh, and then you could say Where the Wild Things Are. And then you could say...
Adam's playing by himself now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's making us feel very inferior. Yes.
St. Elsewhere, the wild things are...
St. Elsewhere, is
it? That's a movie.
That's an album. Is it a movie?
I think.
St. Elsewhere?
Pretty sure.
That's Gnarls Barkley's first album. Title.
Pretty sure.
Huh.
Oh, well. Okay, so...
Round two.
Yeah. just get right on that. Okay, so I have an interesting one playing off of your attire last night. We could do The King and I.
Oh, okay.
And this time it goes counterclockwise.
Cool. The King and I robot.
I had one for the eye.
Oh,
that's okay.
Don't take mine, Spencer.
Well, now I gotta think of a new one. Oh, with iRobot 2. You should talk to Burn Time while I think of something.
Talk, do what with what now?
Blah, blah, blah.
Just talk.
Oh, make conversation. I see.
Yes, make some conversation.
I see.
He wants us to stall so that...
He can actually think of... You know, thinking out loud does help.
It does.
That's true.
Talk it out.
Talk it out? Is that like walking it out?
It's like, you know, reverse of charades.
The reverse of charades. Mm. Robots.
Oh, got mine.
Robot.
You just need to hear it a couple times, like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
See, yeah. He's got one now.
Robot. Mm.
Yeah. I see thinking.
Nope.
I saw thinking.
No, yeah, it was a glimpse.
Ah,
it was a future, flicker of a light
the
bulb.
The year 2000. The distant future. The year 2000.
Huh. I forgot.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead.
What was the first movie?
King and I. So
the
something
king
ends in
I.
King.
Mm.
Yep. Ends in King or starts with robot. Or bot.
Or bot.
Yes.
Honestly, I may have to lose again.
TV shows.
Right.
Movies.
Really drawing a blank?
It's one of those Sundays. It's one of those Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty mellow one. Not even the caffeinated beverages are... pepping us up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stirring up the blood.
Passing it to me?
Yep.
Alrighty. I'm going to go with The Lion King and I.
Oh.
Robot.
Ooh. There you go.
The Lion King and I robot chicken.
Ooh. Nice.
I was worried I wasn't going to get to do that one.
What starts with lion? Or
ends with lion.
Ends with lion.
Or lie.
Lie.
Now I heard lion, and I'm thinking of The Ghost in the Darkness.
Lion.
Which is a movie about lions.
Oh, I was just like, yeah, there are lots of lions in that title. I hear them. What?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe King. No. Yes, I am the Wardrobe King.
Just the nickname for one of the guys in Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. The Wardrobe King.
The Lion King and I robot chicken. Chicken. The Lion King and I robot chicken little.
Oh.
There you go.
I was actually thinking of that one.
Oh goodness. Oh, it's hard to remember the whole title. The Lion King and I robot chicken... Little Nemo.
Oh.
Little Nemo?
What's that old animated film?
Yeah, the one with the bed, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, all those movies with Nemo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nemo finding.
That's like choosing orange. Finding.
But
words
it could
that
start with Mo,
orange.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It could.
Mo's a little more flexible.
Mo.
Yeah, I was trying to think along the lines of Mo. At first, I was thinking of secondhand lions, but it's Lion King, so it doesn't work that way.
Right, because we can't do plurals, can we?
No, we can't tack that
on.
We
can't drop plurals, okay.
We can't drop or add, depending on how you look at it. Well, add within a full title. Nemo.
I've got one.
I got one too, thank you. Lion King and I, Robot, Chicken, Little Nemo, Isha.
Moisha. That's fabulous.
I had something else, but I blanked on it at the last. It's like Mo.
Okay. The Lion King and I, Robot, Chicken, Little Nemo, Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Huh.
Redemption. Or Lion.
Goodness.
Or
Shun.
Shun the non-believer. Yes.
Shun.
Oh, I was thinking of Mork and Mindy.
I was thinking of Mortal Kombat.
Ooh.
Mortal Kombat.
Bum, 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 but I was impressed bum. With the draw from Moesha to Shawshank Redemption.
Moesha. Yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
That worked out. I think I probably thought of that because I saw the Family Guy parody of Shawshank recently. Was that? Katie, did we watch that together?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
There was some laughter to be had.
I think I might be done. I don't know if I can think of anything now.
We're in a tricky spot now.
Yeah, something...
I have been trying to think about movies that would end with lie.
Yeah, and I keep eating plurals.
Mm-hmm.
It's squirrel.
Squirrel.
Aw, hi, cutie.
Right outside the
right
window.
Right outside the
window.
Kind
of a big one.
Yeah, I feed them. I want them to be house cats.
Monstrous. You want them to be your friends?
Oh, they're my friends. Like, there have been times where they'll just sit and, like, look in the window when it's just a screen, and they're not spooked by me speaking, so it's interesting.
Aww. They're not spooked by me, which is really bizarre.
Of course I talk to them.
They're looking in going, hey, what you doing? Are you watching some Futurama?
You guys
can I watch it with you?
You guys got any food?
Do you have some nuts or something?
I was watching something recently. It was just kind of... Oh, I was watching Atlantis. Because we kept mentioning it over and over and over again. So I decided I had to watch it.
Yes.
And the squirrel kind of peeked in every few explosions. It was weird.
It's like, what are you watching?
What's going on
this
here?
This looks interesting.
Yeah.
Underwater? This is a foreign concept.
I haven't figured this out yet.
Maybe I'll be a scuba squirrel.
Is that anything like Scuba Steve?
Scuba
yes,
Steve.
Only better.
If you remember Scuba Steve.
I do remember Scuba Steve.
I do.
I'm really not thinking of something that ends in lie. What's the other word that it's... Oh, redemption.
Redemption.
Because we have the Lion King and
I Robot, Chicken, Little Nemo, Moesha, Shawshank Redemption.
Moesha, Shawshank.
I had an extra one because I stumbled. I got nothing. It's kind of one. It's like whenever it's too hot out when we play the game. It's like.
Okay.
I don't know if you have something to cap it.
To wrap it up. Is there a movie called Let Sleeping Dogs Lie or something like that? I know it's an old
adage
of some sort. But that would have been my answer.
Had
I needed to
true
come up with something because I already won this round.
Woo! Trying to think. That squirrel's just getting adorable.
Holy crap. Squirrel standing up on his hind legs.
Just staring at all of us.
Excuse me, do you have a moment to talk about Jesus Christ?
I'm sorry, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Excuse me, can I be on your podcast? I know many things about...
You can ask me about what I watch on Hulu.
Yes.
About
memeing Stridia.
I happen to be quite cold. Would you like to let me into your house? 30 seconds later.
It's like the Today Show window. It's just a crowd is slowly forming.
He's holding a little 3x5 sign right now.
Circle me, Bert. Oh. And he's turning to cannibalism. Started to eat his own arm.
Good job, squirrel.
You feed that squirrel right now.
There are some crackers right there.
Well, I don't want to...
Seriously, it looks like he's wringing his hands together. He's like, where's the food?
I didn't notice you through the window.
I thought this was a mirror. This is awkward.
I'm quite nervous. Usually I'm much more rabid than this. I'm not used to this politeness thing.
I'm sorry, do you find me ferocious? I'm trying to be very ferocious with you right now. I'm menacing.
My bushy tail is quite ferocious.
I say, fear me. Yes, yes, fear me. I am vicious. Rocker squirrel.
Every time we look,
he stands back up. For us. Mm-hmm. It's kind of freaky at the same time. Well, Spencer, here.
Squeak, squeakity, squeak, squeaking.
How do I get the crackers out there?
You turn around and you open the window. Oh, God, he figured it out.
The squirrel figured out? What did the squirrel figure out?
He started to go towards Spencer when I was going to say he was going to open the window. Oh, God.
This is too cute.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, no, what you do is you open the window. The it's not locked. And the is he staying?
Yes.
Holy crap, he's staying. Oh, no, there we go. He just had to hear us.
No, he's still there.
Oh, is he? Okay, so just open the screen a crack.
But maybe have something in your hand first. Yee, Spencer, I don't want to be here, but I love him.
Ah, I can't see.
Yeah, it's just below the eye line, but this is... Oh, God. Yep, you just... Grab and ran, right?
Nope, he hasn't gotten it yet.
Oh.
Try to hand it. Hold on.
He's,
that one went off the ledge.
Oh. And gone forever. Chased it away.
Squirrel's not going for it.
Oh, well.
No, he'll be back.
Oh, no, the squirrel will be back. I think it was just while my hand was there.
He's like the fattest squirrel in the world.
He is kind of a fat squirrel.
He's jolly. He's jolly.
Oh, yep. He just did a snatch and grab.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Katie is now showing me a pumpkin carved to look like Abe Lincoln. It's a profile.
Yeah, Molly did.
It's quite nice.
Oh, it looks kind of like Bart Simpson.
I know.
It actually does look a little bit like Bart Simpson.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay, so let's try doing one more and see what we can get out of this. And I will do something with adorable woodland creatures and start with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And it goes to Amber. So something that ends with snow or begins with dwarves.
Ooh, I've got one.
Of course you do.
I really hope that it has to do with the dwarves.
Yeah, me too.
Dwarves.
Lots of comments from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, dwarves.
No, we're still going.
Dwarves is a tough one.
I thought snow would at least be something worth trying, but a lot of the ones I'm thinking of, it does start with snow as well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dwarves. This is tricky.
I feel like it wasn't as easy as I had thought, because originally I was just going to say Snow White, but then I realized there's more to the title than that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that choosing Snow White and the Huntsman would have made it all that much easier.
Oh, men.
Men.
Yeah, would you take Snow White and the Huntsman over Snow White and the Seven Dwarves?
I think we should do that.
Okay.
Because dwarves is kind of a dead end.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It is.
The squirrel came back and is now eating the cracker on the ledge.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
He's looking for the soup that's supposed to go with it.
All right. Just...
Alrighty. So we're doing it by sound, right? So
even it's phonetic.
Even though it's M-A-N, I can do like a title that starts with M-E-N.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So I'll do Snow White and the Huntsman in Black.
There you go.
There you go.
Snow White and the Huntsman in Black Beauty.
Oh. Dead Snow White and the Huntsman in Black Beauty.
Oh my gosh.
Evil Dead Snow White and the Huntsman in Black Beauty.
Oh, okay, what's the beginning of that again?
Evil.
Evil.
Evil Dead Snow White and the Huntsman in Black Beauty.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
There we go. This is a promising one.
Mm. So I've got evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or beast. Quite fitting for the Halloween season.
Yes.
Actually, they tied together. The evil beast.
Kind of like the evil beast outside of our window right now.
Oh, evil and adorable until the eyes turn red and just like blood starts dripping from the fangs. Just like, okay, I'm going to close the blinds now because that will help. So evil, dead,
evil,
Snow
dead,
White.
Snow White and the Huntsman
in black. Beauty.
Beauty. And the Beast.
That's a good one.
Oh, East. East.
Oh, all right.
So that's
east
something to work off of. Ooh, and that's where it was. Thank you.
What?
An answer.
Oh, you found an answer that way?
Yeah, by just saying it, it helped.
Ah.
Though I never watched it.
I've got one if I don't think of something better first.
Well, look at him. No, I'm working on East.
Yeah.
Now. Oh. That works too.
I can't remember. I think this is the name of a movie.
Go for it.
Easter Island.
It's a place.
Well, I do know it's a place.
But let's, we can all race with our technology.
Yeah. It might not be.
Who knows? Well, it's worth looking into if... Nope.
Nope.
It's not.
That's fair. East. Starts with the East.
Eastwood, the movie. The Reckoning.
East Side Mario's, the...
Huh.
What is that?
It's a restaurant that used to exist near where Dan did.
Yeah. Back over by the old family farm. And by farm, I mean house.
And not farmhouse.
No. What you got?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Oh. Nothing.
Evil Dead Snow White and the Huntsman in Black Beauty and the Beast Wars.
Oh,
that show.
The CG Transformers show from the late 90s.
And plural, too. That bastard of a title.
Oh.
I was thinking of Eastbound and Down.
I was trying to think of something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so now it is Wars... Wars.
Or oars?
That's what I was thinking. Oars of Magnificence, the sailing story of a lifetime. If I do a fake trailer for it, can it count?
only if you list that trailer on IMDb.
Production values through the roof for this trailer.
Okay. 5 cents.
Well, then you post it on Reddit. And then you get all of them to look at it, and then it hits like the top 10 page.
Well, it has to be on IMDb.
That's true.
Okay, so Wars. Not sure if this is a video game or a movie, but I am going to say Evil Dead, Snow White and the Hunts, Men in Black, Beauty and the Beast, Warzone.
I
feel like Warzone was a movie.
That's got to be a movie at some point. Let's all...
And I'm looking at three
the Warzone.
The Warzone?
Warzone. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I thought it was a video game too, so I was like, oh, that'd be believable. Okay. So it's Evil Dead, Snow White, and the Huntsman in Black Beauty. Oh, God, stop being adorable. So Men in Black Beauty and the Beast War Zone.
Okay.
So Zone or Evil.
Was there not a movie called Resident Evil?
Oh, nice.
There you go. Yep.
So try to do the full list.
Resident Evil. What was the next one?
Resident Evil Dead.
Dead. Snow White.
And the Huntsman.
And the Huntsman in Black. Beauty and the Beast. What was that?
Wars.
Zone. Sorry.
We're trying to increase everyone's memory, too.
There we go. So, okay.
And always more crackers were allocated to the squirrel.
The squirrel is eating it. And he's running away.
No, he's just trying to be cute. He's doing tricks.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm Mario.
All right. So, Resident or Zone?
Yeah. Okay. Res.
First thing I thought of was the track off of Tron Legacy, D-Rezzed.
D-Rezzed. I was thinking of that right now.
Okay. Resident Evil, Dead Snow White and the Huntsman in Black Beauty and the Beast War Zone.
Switches are going off. That's where I went to.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Only time will tell. That's not a movie.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Yeah, it does.
And so are the days of our lives.
Only in dreams.
Good Weezer song.
Not actually a movie or TV title. Only in New York. That's a movie, right? Only in New York. No, that's not a movie, I don't think.
Well, I don't think so either.
Or Rez.
I've lost my phone.
Did you give it to the squirrel?
I gave my iPhone to the squirrel.
No, it's charging, remember?
No, I took it out.
Did you?
The squirrel is now texting all his squirrel friends.
The squirrel took my phone.
Yeah.
And he's...
You better have an unlimited data plan.
Luckily, he does.
He's playing Angry Birds on your iPhone.
Actually, I hope he's going to YouTube to find the BBC Funny Animals dubbed over.
Oh, yeah.
Alan!
This must not be Alan.
Alan.
Maybe his name's Steve. Steve!
Nighttime. Daytime!
Okay, I was thinking of Creature Comfort, so never mind.
Oh, that's good, too.
Claymation.
Crap, I'm going to have to bow out of this one, too.
There's another squirrel, too, and they're fighting.
Da 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 da.
Really?
He totally just kicked his ass.
Except that our squirrel is the victor.
He charged him and scared. Oh, huge. Going back.
And fought him with a Ritz cracker in his mouth.
Nice. Oh, he's keeping an eye out.
Cracker is longer than my arms, but I will scratch you.
Oh,
okay.
Blocking.
Look out.
Okay, well, that's getting nice and distracting.
Squirrel fight!
So,
kind of like bear fight.
You know, based on where we're sitting right now, this might actually just be a good time to wrap up.
Mm. Okay.
So, Amber, you were the last person who was technically in for the game.
Oh, gosh.
So, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter? So, that'd be, what, the second? The second or thereafter that you want listeners to know about, something that either you're participating in or something that you know about that you want other people to check out as well, or something that you're doing that you want to
plug? I'm not sure. I mean, the only thing is if people want to check out my website. Okay.
Yeah. Get a little closer to the mic so the kids at home will want to hear this.
I don't know if I know the URL offhand is the only problem. But you can look me up by my name. My name is Amber Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S. And I'm currently working on my portfolio for a graduate school. So I'm just kind of doing contemporary portraiture just in various genres, but it's mostly in... As Dan yawns.
Sorry, no, it's all right. Just Sunday long day, and I zoned out for a second. It's like, okay, I need to remember what I need to plug. What is it?
No, it's fine, it's fine. Well, but that's about it for me. I don't really have any events or anything going on in the little town of Decorah, so.
And then are you on Twitter or anything fun like that people can pay attention to, or like a Tumblr or?
No, I need to work on that.
For next time.
Yep. I'm getting there.
Yeah. How about you, Spencer?
Things to plug.
Things to plug. Things are going on Friday or thereafter. Things that you know about or, yeah.
Well, I'm guessing that most of the really big stuff will have already come to pass because of Halloween.
Right.
But I would plug the new restaurant that we just got in Conway, Arkansas, called The Draft, which includes taps in the tables.
Oh, I've seen some of those.
Which is very awesome. And
that does sound cool.
It has become a new hangout spot for me and all of my friends, and we go there maybe every other day, after work. I am searchable on Twitter. It is Spencer Knapp, SpencerKnapp, no spaces. I am protected, so you will have to request access to follow me.
Yeah.
And I post things every now and then.
Okay.
And I'm also searchable on Facebook and
LinkedIn. We stay away from Facebook because we draw the line there, but LinkedIn is always a good one to plug.
Then I will get rid of Facebook and talk about LinkedIn instead, which I'm very active
on.
And it's pretty easy to find me. I am one of the few Spencer Knapps.
There you go. One of the Arkansas Spencer Knapps.
The only.
Ah.
The one and only.
The.
Excellent. Have you updated your website recently?
I have not. I do have a website. It is spencernapp.com. That is for my pottery. But unfortunately, I've had to take a little bit of a hiatus from the pottery making business. And I plan on updating it. I plan on trying to do a pit firing sometime in the winter season, because you don't need a kiln to do that.
Okay, cool.
And I've got some friends that have land outside, and I just... out in rural Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go out there, make a big fire, and make some pots.
Cool.
Very, very cool.
So when I get the chance to do that, I will keep you all posted, and the pictures will go up of the firing process and the finished products on the website.
Cool.
Sweet.
Very cool. Yeah, let's see. As for me, as always, you can find me on Twitter at @AdamErdmann. It's just my name, no spaces. And you can find out what I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is admans7. I just synced my iPod, so everything that I was listening to for the last couple of weeks is now up on there. And you can look at my charts and see all my favorites and stuff like that. But yeah, what else? Is there something else that I should be plugging, Katie? Okay, yeah, can't think of anything right now. So, Dan, what do you have?
This is something that's not directly associated with me, but something I'd still plug. If you haven't seen Moonrise Kingdom, it is now out on DVD, Blu-ray, digital, what have you. And so definitely check it out. It is a fantastic movie, and I'm being pointed at. I don't... Oh, and Emily is endorsing as our part of the Peanut Gallery. What's it? Benefits of being a wallflower?
The perks.
Perks. I just know that the chick from Harry Potter's in it. The end.
Emma Watson.
Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. And I think that's it. So thank you both for being on what I believe was the 58th episode and for hanging out with us on the Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What if Katie Holmes and Emma Watson were in the same movie? That'd be cool. Holmes and Watson.
But they wouldn't be playing the proper roles to line that up correctly.
Not quite.
I will endorse one movie. Go see Argo.
Oh, is it good? I mean, yes. I've heard great reviews, but it's just that, you know, I'd like to hear somebody's opinion that connects more with mine.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. And in fact, what I thought was going to be, you know, something where it had, you know, tense moments and slow moments, I found that it was tense in the most common of situations, and it really kept me on the edge of my seat.
Because I've seen the synopsis of the story. It's like, well, this is really cool and interesting that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But that's as far as I got with it so far.
And the other thing that I thought was extremely interesting is, and when the credits roll, because this was a real event, they show the original characters, the original people that were involved. But from a casting perspective, they are identical. Like, they got wardrobe, facial structure, everything perfect for every single one of the U.S. Employees and the Canadian ambassador and his wife. I mean, they were all spot on. It was that's really impressive. Cool.
Wow. Cool. So definitely stay for the credits.
Kudos to the casting director then.
Yes.
Wow.
Awesome. All right. Well,
yeah, we should see that.
Yes. So we will see everybody next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening, and thank you, guests, for joining us.
Woo!
See you next time.